Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Kayleen Gregan-Castle writes from her heart about life. Her thoughtful perspectives offer her readers unique and inspirational insights into her thinking and the way she takes on life around her and everything it throws at her. With a less than desirable childhood and many tragedies throughout her life, Kayleen is the true definition of a fighter and has now opened her life to the world through her blog, where she shared deeply personal thoughts, feelings, and memories, along with inspirational pieces about life, along with her experiences on her journey. Kayleen had not always aspired to be a writer, but since starting her autobiography 2 years ago, she quickly found a true love of writing. Her autobiography is called Red Raw. Hi, Kayleen. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Awesome. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Today and the last few days have been incredibly exciting, which is fantastic. So I have written a book. It's currently with the editor and I'm in the final stages of preparing that to publish. So that's actually really, really exciting right now. It's been a huge build up, lots and lots of work gone into it. Some incredible projects also in the works, especially with my cover. I'm really excited to be working with an incredible couple of incredible artists, photographer, makeup artist and graphic designer, to bring something really special to the cover of my book. So that's really exciting. I've just had a Australian magazine basically say that they want to write a story about me, or write my story in the magazine and publish that. So that's really exciting too. So that's only happened in the last couple of days. So that's also very exciting. So at the moment, everything's going really, really well. Moving forwards, opportunities are coming out here, there and everywhere. And my writing's really just, taking off and, absolutely loving the journey right now. So,
oh, fantastic. So what about where you've been? What's your story to get to this point?
So long story short, I had a pretty shitty life. I grew up in a very, very broken home, broken childhood, in and out of foster homes, lots of abuse. You know, I'd grown up and basically because of the instability in my early life, it turned into, a difficult teenagehood. I went down some rocky paths and a lot of emotional turmoil, some drugs, alcohol. I had no self-respect, no respect for my body or who I am. I was looking for validation and love from everywhere else. You know, I, especially men, not really having a stable male figure in my life for a long time really messed me up in terms of what I understood about relationships and things like that. So I found things that I really didn't need in relationships in the wrong type of men. I did have an incredible man in my life, my stepdad, who I called my dad, but it was still, 6 years into my life. And so I did learn a lot from him, and he was, an incredible man who really saved me from a lot of other abuse. But the abuse had happened, sexual, physical, emotional, mental, all that sort of stuff. So all of that kind of messed me up, and there was a lot of depression and self-harm and really just messy. I became a teenage mum, that was in a narcissistic relationship with a man 11 years older than me, and that was really difficult for me because I was, despite my past, I was still a very outgoing social butterfly type person. But that relationship really, really dimmed that light within me, and I became, a shell of the girl that I once was. And so there was a lot of rebuilding after that relationship, which turned into, another bad relationship. And ultimately, I actually ended up being locked up from, going down a really dark path. and, you know, kicked out of town. You know, I lived in a very, very small town. And then so from there, I was a lot of fear and paranoia about, you know, losing my daughter and a lot of different, I guess, scary possibilities of where I thought my life might go. And I was being kind of brainwashed by another narcissist, and I didn't even realize, just with my, you know, my age, and I was so naive and gullible and so easily believed anything, you know, that someone would tell me. And then finally something happened and it kind of woke me back up to, oh, hang on a minute, you know, everything that I've been led to believe is actually not true. So if this is not true, it made me question what else isn't true. What else have I been led to believe that wasn't actually true? And so I started to, it was like the murky coloured glasses had been lifted off my face. And so from there, I sort of started to think, I'm like, okay, well, I really want to rebuild my life again, which, had, you know, I felt like I'd been doing for decades and I was only kind of 20. And so I moved away and tried to find, you know, another place to rebuild my life again for me and my daughter, and ended up hitting more shit. And just, you know, for another 12 months, it was just, you know, chaos and turmoil, and eventually, again, I got to a point where I'm like, this isn't the life that I want to live, and what am I actually doing here? I've got nothing, I've got no support, I've got no friends, what am I actually doing? And that was a really turning point in my life, because I was kind of like, well, I always wanted a life to be happy, I just wanted to be happy after everything that I'd lived through. You know, it was like the little girl who'd always looked up at the stars and, you know, starlight, star bright, the first star I see tonight, I wish I might have this wish tonight. And I always wished just to be happy. And I realised that I didn't have it and I wasn't going to find it there. So I really kind of, you know, when I'm like, well, I've got to go, I've got to get out of here, you know, where am I going to go? And I was living in Port Pirie at the time. And I was going to move to Adelaide because I had better opportunities. You know, I was actually free to go back to my hometown of Andamooka. And I was like, I wasn't really sure that there was anything there for me anymore. So I was going to move to Adelaide, and then right at the last minute, you know, I just had that gut feeling that Adelaide wasn't quite right. And so I ended up moving back to Andamooka, and it still wasn't all smooth sailing to begin with, but eventually, you know, I was given an opportunity by some incredible people who gave me a job. And through that job is actually where I met my now husband, and with their love and support and opportunities to actually grow and be in an environment where I could actually build my life again, I really started to rebuild, you know, with the support of an amazing man, and I was just not fighting against the current anymore. I was actually, you know, able to breathe and just go, oh, I'm okay now, you know, like I can actually really, really actually start to rebuild. And that was 10 and a half years ago. So yeah, that's where I had to get through to get to where I am now. Even the last 10 years has still been a huge journey. So yeah.
Yeah. I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. And telling us about those different points of change, and, you know, having that intuition of, you know, or the gut feeling of not going back to Adelaide. And when we talk about those type of tipping points for change, have you had more like that? Is it more like the lightning bolt or intuition, gut feeling type things, or do you have a slow rumble that leads up to that for a decision?
Yeah, so there's definitely been some key points in my life where I've had that gut feeling, and my intuition has definitely played a huge role in my life, but I didn't know it to be something really present, because it was only ever usually in dire situations. If I was ever in danger, or, you know, it was kind of like you need to drive in the middle of the road and not on the left-hand side, you know, and then all of a sudden next minute, like I'd moved into the middle of the road, and if I didn't, I would have hit a sheep. And but, you know, there could have been a serious accident had I hit, you know, that sheep. And so that intuition, you know, that voice really kind of came through in those dire moments, because I wasn't really open to listening. I wasn't not open to listening, but I just didn't understand it. And so throughout my life, there's been those moments where it said, go left or go right, or, you know, don't do this or do this. And I've listened to that voice sometimes. But throughout the last 10 years, I've really listened more, and everything's really compounded in the sense that every time I have listened, amazing things have happened. So, but I think the key point in where I am today was a couple of years ago, I had a, I guess you could say, a spiritual awakening or something that happened within me. And that really just snapped me out of whatever kind of funk I was in, and I was trying to find my way through. And then all of a sudden I was craving Zen and silence and stillness and meditation and nature and plants and just gentleness in my life. And so that's when I started to focus on my intuition and actually ask that voice to come through and say, look, you know, and that, so that's when I went, okay, well, do I do this or do I not do this? And that's when I really started to listen. And so that's been a really key point over the last couple of years.
Yeah. So when you've been going over the last couple of years, obviously there's always those turning points, or, you know, whether we take whichever direction we want to go in or we decide to go in. Have you had the challenges along the way that made you think, oh, I just want to throw in the towel and maybe not go this way that I had decided on?
I don't think so, only because a lot of my life and, you know, I was always kind of like, well, what's my purpose and what am I meant to be doing here? And so I always wanted to be of service to others and help others. Like, that was where I really drew the most happiness, when I was actually doing whatever I was doing. It didn't matter if I was helping someone cross the street, or, you know, it didn't matter what it was. It was just whenever I was helping someone, that's where I was happiest. And so in my job that I had, which I still have, I was really feeling like I wasn't able to give back to anyone. And so that's when I really questioned, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, this isn't who I want to be and what I want to do, but I don't know what it is that I want to do or who I want to be. I just know that there has to be something else. And so through that, ironically, I was offered an opportunity for a business, you know, to start my own business. And it was in network marketing, and I'd never even heard of network marketing. I didn't know what MLM was, and, you know, it all sounded absolutely fantastic, and, you know, I wanted to be involved. And so through there, that was the catalyst of my personal development journey, because there was this thing called personal development and personal growth, which they said that you had to focus on, and, you know, you had to read books and, you know, look at this self-help stuff. And I was just like, personal what? Like, I'd never even heard of it. And I think that came down to being in such a small town, growing up in such a small town. But yeah, so all of a sudden I dove into it, and that's when I went, oh, right. So, and things immediately began to change, and I started seeing that I could actually change and not live the life that I had lived, because that's what all I thought it was going to be. You know, life is what it is. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing that, you know, it just is what it is. And then I woke up and realized, no, hang on a minute, it doesn't just have to be what it is. You can change, you can be a different person, you can be the person that you want to be. And so I really dove into that journey, and there was definitely struggles along the way. Getting real with yourself is actually really scary and confronting, and seeing all your flaws and opening that up and going, oh, you know, am I, you know, I used to lie a lot, and I was, you know, not honest in the sense that I wasn't honest with myself, and I did everything I could to avoid confrontation. And so I really tried to be honest and authentic and genuine and own everything, my mistakes and everything, rather than running away from them. So, you know, and there was challenges in the business, you know, especially personal challenges with, you know, with certain people and not having my own business before and not really understanding the industry. Ultimately, it helped me become a better person. So, and being surrounded by positive people and personal growth and all the, you know, tools that come with it was, you know, really kind of helped me get through those challenges, because that was pre-meditation. That was pre all of that stuff, you know, the spirituality side of things. So,
It's definitely something that does come up quite often when I do these interviews too, is that people start off with the personal development, because it is all about self-awareness, isn't it? If you don't address those things about yourself, how can you move forward? How can you be living that wonderful life that you used to wish upon a star? You
know? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100% agree. Self-awareness has been the biggest thing, and it takes time to learn self-awareness. You know, sometimes when you first begin the journey, it can take weeks, you know, or even months to look back and go, oh, hang on a minute, and sort of a little light bulb clicks. And the more work that you do, the closer that time gets. And so, you know, from the time where it would take me weeks or months and go, oh, hang on a minute, maybe I should have done something different, it's actually now almost instantaneous, where I can say something and go, wait a minute, hang on a minute, that's not quite what I wanted to say or do. And so that self-awareness now is like, I think it's one of the best things ever, because you actually think about what you're doing, you know, you can really hone in on who you are truthfully. And I think that that's an incredible thing, and it shows other people too. You know, if you're owning who you are and you're saying, oh, whoops, I didn't mean what I said, sorry, that come out wrong, you know, that was some other part of me, you know, I've had racist thoughts that I grew up with come in my head before, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not me. That's something that I was taught or I learned, and it never came out of my mouth, but the interesting thing was it was in my head. You know, so it's those little things there with self-awareness, and that's how you learn to change and change those habits and thoughts and create new ones.
Definitely. So what about now that you're on this different path and you're writing a book, what new possibilities have opened up for you?
Well, incredibly, one of them, I was in the middle of, just started writing my book, I think, when I came across Stacey and the Thousand Ripples Project. So that was actually really, really exciting when I first heard about that. And she was, that actually came about, she was looking for bloggers to blog for her. You know, I've got my own blog. And so I got in touch with her, and I found out about the project and everything that she's trying to do and, you know, change the lives of children around the world. And it was just so close to my heart and aligned with my values and my principles that I was like, I want to be involved. Like, I have to be involved, you know, especially because my own childhood, I was really passionate about, you know, speaking out about the journey and the things that I'd learned along the way. And so, yeah, being part of the Thousand Ripples Project was probably the first incredible opportunity through my writing that I found. And speaking on stage was another opportunity that I had, and I, you know, became to really, really love, and I look forward to doing more in the future. And so being published in an Australian magazine, I think, is pretty exciting and a pretty huge opportunity. And just being a published author, you know, I think being able to speak my truth and get my words out there and, you know, encourage and inspire others, you know, to really live their best life is really exciting. And you know, I've opened up live on Facebook about things, and through that, I've learnt to really just honour who I am, and the opportunities that have come from that have been both with working with a anti-bullying organisation local here in Perth, Kiducate, who was actually founded by a six-year-old little girl, Cyan Williams, who is just an incredible, incredible little girl, and her mum and I are now very, very close. And so I've loved, you know, having that opportunity to be part of that company and organisation, and, you know, which is really close to my heart. So there's been lots of different opportunities. And I know that there's going to be lots more once my book is out and once my you know, article in the magazine is published too. So that's really exciting.
Oh, definitely exciting. I can't wait. You know, all those things that are happening for you. So you've mentioned the book a couple of times now. Do you want to tell us a bit more what it's about?
Yeah, so it's basically my autobiography. So it is, you know, from the very beginning right up until, you know, pretty much where I am now and how I got there. You know, it's not so much how I got here, because 90% of the book, you're reading my story, it's basically, look, this is just what I went through. This is every, you know, bit of turmoil and emotional kind of tragedy and trauma that I had to go through. You know, there's highs, there's lows, there's losses, you know, like I said, there's abuse, some really beautiful things in there too. Like, I feel very blessed to have grown up in a small town. So there was a lot of people to care for me. So I feel very, very blessed in that sense. And so I guess the whole reason, and I've written it raw, like it's ugly, like it's messy. It's, you know, I did, you know, bad things. And bad things happen to me, and so you get to see my very messy journey, and then the path to lightness, I guess you could say, you know, through the darkness and how I've actually rebuilt my life. You get to witness, you know, the steps that I took and the decisions that I made, and how I decided that I didn't want the life that I'd seen played out so many years before me. You know, I was always driven to live a better life. And my mottos are really, you are not what happened to you, and your past does not define your future. And so through those two mottos, you kind of get to see me and the steps that I took to prove that I wasn't what happened to me. And I wanted to rewrite my story. I didn't want to be, you know, everything that happened to me, and I didn't let that define who I was. So, you know, towards the end of the book, that's when you really get to see me step out of the issues that was, you know, constantly surrounding me, and, you know, really find myself, find my true self, find out who I am in this world, and, you know, what I want to do, and how I want to help people, and basically just stepping into the light now and just saying, you know, yeah, my past is my past and this stuff happened to me, but that doesn't matter. You know, that's the past and it can stay there. And obviously there was a lot of healing. So, you know, I had to, you know, I spoke about my healing journey and actually how I healed and what specifically I did. You know, I had to face one of the darkest and deepest pains of my life. And, you know, I'm a all-in girl. You know, I'm both feet in. You know, I didn't dabble. I just went, right, if I'm going to take this healing journey on, then I need to go to the worst place first, because that's just who I am. You know, everybody's healing journey is different. But through that healing journey, you know, that's where I really began to find my light and find myself. And so it's, by the time you get to the end of the book, it's kind of like, well, wow, you know, like I've had some amazing feedback from some beta readers, and, you know, it's, and they've all said that it was inspirational, you know, that story of just everything that happened to me. And then the person I am today, it's kind of like, wow, you know, like it was, yeah, really amazing for them to see. So, and then right at the end of the book is actually where I begin to speak to the readers. You know, and something special, like my specific messages that I wanted to portray through my book, you know, that you may not have picked up, or just really what I wanted to say to anybody who reads my book. So, yeah.
Yeah, I really admire your courage for putting that out there, because it does take courage to put your story out there, you know, warts and all, you know, just so for people to hear. But the messages that you're going to give them is just so worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think about, you know, the 20-year-old me who was just struggling to keep her head above water, and, you know, is this going to be the rest of my life? You know, is there a way out of this? You know, I want a different life, but is this how it's always going to be? And so I really want my book, you know, to reach those people who really need it, and, you know, kind of a bit of a, oh, maybe there is, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel and I can get out of this. And rather than, you know, maybe getting to 30 or 40 or whatever, you know, a 20-year-old can actually have hope that, okay, I've had a bad life, but, you know, there is another side to this. And, you know, and just to really empower them to take that journey on head on, and just know that, yes, there is a way out. So
yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Yeah, awesome, let's go.
All right, what's your favorite book?
Well, my favorite book would have to be The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and that was because of my personal development journey, and that was really a catalyst for me changing my perception of myself and getting truthful and trying to be the best person that I can be. Yeah,
great book. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Gabby Bernstein, I think, spiritually absolutely incredible, and has really empowered me to step into my own light and just own my voice, own my truth, and just know that, you know, it doesn't matter how many times it's been done before, no one like me has done it. So, yeah, Gabby Bernstein's definitely a huge figure in my life.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Gratitude and meditation, and simple prayers, or, you know, affirmations. I'd probably say more prayers. I wake up thanking, you know, and knowing that it's going to be a great day ahead, and just, you know, thank you for the breath that I breathe, basically, before I've even really opened my eyes. And then the first thing I do is meditate. So I get stillness and listen to the voice within, and if there's any messages for the day to, you know, to lead me down a specific path, and then I get on with my day. So definitely, gratitude, prayers, and meditation.
What's your favourite food?
Probably curries.
Nice, yep. Especially now that it's winter.
Yeah.
Do you like the country or the city?
I like the country, definitely the country. I love nature, love trees, and I love that Perth is like a big country town, not city. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely country.
Do you have a piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
It is possible, and just know that it's possible, but you've got to get real with yourself, and only you. There's nobody else that can do it but you. You've got to make the change, and it's all within, you know, you, and you can do it, but just to focus on that and really make it a priority for yourself.
Yeah, great advice. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
If I could go back and speak to the younger version of myself, I would tell her to pay attention to her intuition much earlier in life. Really, really listen to that voice inside and just pay attention, because it will lead you down the right path, and you'll have the life of your dreams.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time, Kaylene, and sharing your story. I really appreciate that. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll leave it there?
Yeah, thank you. Firstly, thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram at Kaylene_author, or on Facebook, Kaylene Gregan Castle, which is Gregan-Castle, bit of a tricky one, but there'll be no one else there with that name, so I can guarantee you. My website is coming soon, and some other really exciting updates. Or you can find my blog at thoughtfulperspectives.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you. It was great speaking to you.
Igniters, Kaylene has suffered much in her life, but has not let her past define her. She has rewritten her story. Becoming self-aware was the biggest thing that started on her rebuilding her life. Kaylene's autobiography is now published and is called Red Raw. If you want to know more, go to her website www.kayleensvoice.com or find her on Instagram and Facebook. For more about balance in your life so that you can become grounded, centered, and able to manage whatever life throws at you, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.